I had an older sister, Carmel, and two younger, Denise and Wendy, and three brothers, Roger, Edward, and George, all younger. George is still only a teenager, the same age as my Nicola. Then there were my mother and father, Hilda and Roger, the O'Learys of 97 St. Francis Avenue. No cats or dogs. Wendy is dead. She was 6 years younger than me. She did a bit of babysitting for us. She was great. She'd get up in the morning with the kids and give them their breakfast so we could stay in bed. So I could stay in bed. She was lovely. A lovely figure. Smashing black hair. Like an ad. Nicola and John Paul were mad about her. They never minded when we were going out, because that meant that Wendy was going to be staying for the night. Myself and Charlo really went out in those days. Not just down to the local pub, although we did that as well. We made an effort, went into town to the pictures. We even went back to some of the dances we'd gone to before we were married. For a while. I didn't drink as much then. Only when we were out, on special occasions. I can't remember what they were. Wendy was the passenger on her boyfriend's motorbike, and he drove it into the wall of a bridge in Wicklow, somewhere near Glendalough, in broad daylight. He lost control of it or something, skidded. He was going too fast, something like that. I don't understand motorbikes or driving. She'd only been going with him for a couple of weeks. Mammy and Daddy didn't know he had a bike. She'd never told them. The guards came to their door. Eddie came to ours. It was a happy home. That's the way I remember it. Carmel doesn't remember it like that, and Denise won't talk about it at all because I think it would mean that she'd have to take a side, mine or Carmel's. I remember lying in my cot, just below the bedroom curtain that was blowing in and out over me. The curtain had flowers on it. The sun was on the wall when the curtain blew into the room. There were noises from downstairs. The radio and my mammy humming and putting things on the table. I was warm. Carmel was asleep in her bed. Denise wasn't born. That's the first thing I can remember. I think it's all the one memory, that it all happened at the same time. I think it's true. I'm not sure, but I think there's another part. My father in the coal shed scraping coal off the floor into the bucket. The screech of the shovel on the concrete. If it did happen, then it must have been the weekend because the fire was never lit on weekday mornings. I don't trust that bit, because I always love that noise. Something about it. Even now. Maybe knowing that there was a lovely big fire coming. The cot was white, chipped so that some of the wood underneath showed. There was a picture of a fawn at the end where my head was. I thought it was a dog until years later when my daddy took it down out of the attic for Eddie. When I saw it again, I was 11, it was a fawn. I checked the chips where the white was missing to see if it was the same cot. It was. When I think of happy and home together, I see the curtain blowing and the sun on the wall and being snug and ready for the day, before I start thinking about it like an adult. I see flowers on the curtains, but there were never flowers on the curtains in our room. I asked my mammy when I was over there last week, did we ever have flowery curtains? And she said no, they'd never change them, always stripes. I told Carmel. The three of us, the three sisters, went for a few drinks. Children's allowance day. And I told them my first memory. She was sneering before I'd finished, but it was too late to stop. It was the drink that made me tell it. Otherwise, I'd never have told Carmel. She's a hard bitch. Lucky you, she said. Do you want to know what my first memory is? No, I said. I'll tell you. I don't want to know. I listen to yours. I don't want to know, I told her. You can keep it. I can give her back as good as she gives. It took me years to realize that it didn't matter that she was the oldest. It didn't mean that she always had to be right or that she had to have the last word. She still thinks it matters. That's her problem. I like her, though. I love her. I feel sorry for Denise sometimes, stuck between us. They've been great to me over the years. My two sisters. They won't let me tell them that. But they have. They've been just brilliant. I'd never have done what I did. I'd never have finished it without them helping me.